You're listening to Drake in the Morning
with Danny, Wes, and Sid
on 98.1 The Max.
Coming up, the dumbasses of the day, our buddy Kyle Veazey from the mayor's office on the day that the mayor presents the 2017-2018 budget to the city council. Speculation already is flying about this, that, and the other, but nobody has seen it. So I suppose that there are assumptions being made about who gets what and who will not get what they want. And you will be seeing on the evening news sound bites of people complaining. That'll be something new, huh? So that's coming up. Your emails also. We look forward to hearing from many of you because you're smart and funny. If you're dumb, save it for somebody else. Mail at drakeinthemorning.com. Tonight is the night. Game 5 in San Antonio. The Spurs and the Grizzlies. I think that the faith and belief in this team has been restored because it was kind of a weird season. Struggles toward the end of the season. And all these things that were in play. Tony Allen hurt. Vince Carter messed up his ankle over the weekend. That's okay. I can't quite tell what his state is. But to watch these last two games, this team has hit a new level. And it seemed to come when Coach Fizdale lost his mind, eloquently, kind of, at a press conference about the referees and some of the sketchy and bad calls in game two. And this city got behind this team, and they got behind him more than ever. New T-shirts printed up, towels out, the emotions running high. To watch that last game on Saturday night was really, really exciting and fun to watch. It brings this entire town together. It makes everybody extremely happy. And they pull the game out, and they win it in overtime to go to a Game 5 in San Antonio. This is a best-of-seven series, so now it's a best-of-three games. Tonight, and there is no reason why, you know, I mean, as you watch this team, some of these young guys are coming of age and getting better under pressure. Playing at home helped them, but maybe they got the confidence to go down south and play the same way. Mike Conley, Mark Gasol, and Zach Randolph will be the keys to all of this, with the bench being there in a big role of support. The Spurs have Kawhi Leonard, who is some kind of alien. The guy is so good, it's incredible. How do you shut him down? I don't know. Tie him up and hide him in someone's car trunk until the game is over with. Beyond that, this is a team with aging players and young players, but they're still good. And they have probably the best coach in the league. So tonight, this is not going to be easy for either of them, you would think. The Spurs, however, are a 10-point favorite. So everybody here is pulling for the Grizzlies, obviously. If this tonight, either way, they come back here Thursday for Game 6. So good luck to all those men who play their hearts out for this town and Coach Fizz and the whole bunch of them. We hope they do well tonight. Mike Conley sold his house. That's kind of weird. Talk about, you know, once this stuff is over with, finally, we wonder he'll be back next year, and there's discussion about moving people and this, that, and the other. But Mike sold his house. The timing seems odd, but he did that, I believe, yesterday. So who knows what that means. In the other playoffs, as they continue round one of all these best of seven series, last night, Toronto beat Milwaukee. They lead that series 3-2. The Raptors do. Atlanta beat the Wizards. That series tied 2-2. And Golden State swept Portland 4 games in a row without coach Steve Kerr, who is sidelined with what really sounds like it's just bad and painful. He played in this league for a long time. He had back surgery a few years back. He was out for a good stretch last year, I guess it was. And now he has bad neck and head pain, and he really can't hang and can't coach. But this team played without him for that long stretch, and they were fine. So they likely can carry on without him. They don't want to, but they can if they have to. So hope that Steve Kerr is okay. In baseball last night, the Cubs opened up a can on Pittsburgh, 14-3. They just didn't stop. It was relentless. It was raining in Pittsburgh. There was nobody in the stands. It was kind of pathetic. But the Cubs beat them 14-3, no mercy. Baltimore won. The Brewers beat the Reds. The Twins win. White Sox, Rockies, Arizona, Angels, and the Giants beat the Dodgers. Mr. Baumgartner, the pitcher for the Giants, this guy is one of the best. Well, he is probably the best player on their team. And he had a day off. And there's likely something in their contracts, all these pro athletes, that you can't go out and ride dirt bikes and do dumb stuff that risks injury to your body, that they're paying a bunch of money to use to play baseball with. So Mason Baumgartner was on dirt bikes and had a bad wreck and jacked up his shoulder, other parts of his body, and he is out for months.
Oh, no.
And that is, I'm sure his team is not pleased about that. But these guys, I'm certain they've got some kind of a caveat that says, during the season, don't go skydiving. Don't do anything stupid that risks injury to yourself. Well, he did it anyway, and now he's in trouble. Jimmy Johnson won the rain-delayed NASCAR race at Bristol yesterday, his second straight win. And so he is performing at a high level, as he usually do. The email address here is mail@drakeinthemorning.com. Wes had a chance also during his vacation.
Yes.
To go out last week and see world-famous writer David Baldacci, who is on this program and has been regularly for 7 years. And we've turned on a number of people to his work, which is extremely good. The guy is a very versatile writer, writes about a number of things. Most usually it involves international, not politics, but, you know, black ops and weird stuff and great characters and great stories. He also writes some stuff for young adults. The Wish You Well Foundation, he and his wife promotes, you know, reading and books and all that thing, that old concept across the world and the country. And the guy is printed in 42 languages or something, and a nice man, and we always enjoy seeing him. And Wes got to finally meet him.
I did finally get to meet him face-to-face. He was at Davis Kid on Thursday night to promote the new book.
The Fix.
The Fix. And the crowd was nice. There were about 80 or so people there. I think it was a little crowded. I got to speak to several listeners of the show, and there was one at the end I got cut off from. So sorry, dude, for aborting that conversation early. But a couple of them said that they started reading David Baldacci because of this show, and that is nice to hear.
Well, good.
And Mr. Baldacci himself, when I told him who I was, said that he really enjoys being on this program. He counts you as one of the top-notch interviewers because, well, you read the book, I read the book, and he says that show is we're enthusiastic about the books, and that is a very thing. Well, it's a thing he likes.
Unusual
yes,
thing.
Yes, he says most of the time it's just people who have little bits of copy about the book.
I've never understood that, how you could have an author on a show and all you have is the press release about what the book is about and just a bunch of, dumb hype. And you want to ask the guy, you cannot interview an author without reading the book. It's like trying to ask somebody that plays baseball about the game and specifics, not knowing anything about baseball or how it works. You just kind of fake your way through it, which I guess a bunch of people do.
And he can tell.
Yeah. Gosh, yes. So these authors, I mean, don't ever interview somebody unless you've read the book, if you're a young baby DJ who hopes to be on the radio someday. But right. I would also not encourage that either, ever. But thank you, Mr. Baldacci, for the nice words. And
He also had some really great stories about his adventures, as he said, as a very famous international selling best author. International best selling author.
Yeah, he is really good, and The Fix is out, and it's really, really good. So get a copy.
And in other emails, we got one from Matt that says, Mike Conley sold that house, but he bought a new one in Collierville.
Oh, cool. Okay, good.
So it is not indicative that he's going anywhere.
I can't imagine he would.
To Collierville. And Scotty says, on the Grizz, imagine how the city would come together if they ever won a championship. The unity might be unrivaled. Got a good point there.
Well, I mean, they don't play year-round. So the city does come together when they have success. When the Tigers have success, it brings everybody together. Black, white, doesn't matter. It is a unifying element that it's unfortunate that it does take a sports team to have everyone forget about race, creed, and color, all in the interest of your joy over watching the hometown team win. That's what it takes, and that's fine, but they don't play all the time, see? So how do we find the common ground to unify and be nice to each other when the Grizzlies or Tigers are not succeeding? That's the big question. But a basketball team can create such, you know, joy and happiness, and we can't have them play year-round. But it is fun to watch those special moments when they happen.
Yep. And this one from Melissa on the subject of Gus's and tartar sauce.
Yeah, I have spent tons of money there. Let me give you a little backstory. About once a month or maybe more, we have to have it. So I go up and I get it, and we get, you know, all the stuff. Great catfish. It's made in that same batter. It's really spicy. But you got to have tartar sauce with catfish. 50 cents for a little cup of tartar sauce? Come on, man. It's wrong.
This one from Melissa says, so radio's Drake Call got my friend Joey on in a tizzy about being charged for tartar sauces at Gus's.
Who's Joey?
Her friend.
Okay.
And he said, Joey just called to tell us that at the South Haven location, they've just given him tartar sauce for free. He asked if he'd be charged for it and argued it's a condiment just like ketchup. And
right.
They just handed out, and he got it for free doing it that way. Perhaps they might also come off your neck with that tartar sauce cost if you try it that way.
I think just causing a scene would be the best way to go.
Well, okay. That could work too.
No, I asked the first time, she said it'd be 50 cent. And I said, what, for tartar sauce? Yes, sir. Okay. Well, I guess I'll pay for it.
Mm. Well, that cause a scene next time and see.
It's just food for thought to the Gus's corporate office. Charging for tartar sauce is lame. Love the chicken, spent much money on it. Tartar sauce ought to be free. Now back to Wes.
And Shannon says, y'all had me laughing this afternoon. I was thinking about the story from the morning. She wrote this yesterday afternoon saying she was thinking about the story from that morning about how people don't know how to change light bulbs and do basic household chores.
Oh.
And I was thinking about it as I was switching out the seat on my daughter's toilet that broke over the weekend. And I'm a 46-year-old suburban mom. So thanks for the laughs and the info. Love the show.
So. Yeah, that brings to mind that the upstairs bathroom that's part of my little suite upstairs, the seat on it is loose and has been for, I don't know, 10 years.
I hate that.
I hate it, and I also hate the idea of having to change it out. So my wife, she taught me how to tighten the things on the thinger so I won't fall off in the floor with my... So. I feel your pain, ma'am. Thank you.
So that is good. And we got this one from Jen, who sent us an article about how they found a kind of caterpillar that eats plastic. So they're hoping to develop that into something that, can help the pollution problem with too much plastic that gets tossed.
Yeah, I have a story here, by the way, which may contain that. I'll try to get to it. It's about... because the plastic in the bottles that we're drinking is as dangerous as the soda and stuff in the bottle.
Great.
But they are, remember that movie we talked about some years back that was about the dangers of plastic?
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, this story contends that all the new bottles are not being made from recycled old ones. There's something new they're using. As a matter of fact, they are made from carpet samples in Mumbai. Whatever the hell this means. So I'll get to it later on.
All right. And finally, Rick says, could you spin some Steely Dan, please?
Yep.
And so there we go. If you have anything you want to share with us, please go ahead and do that. mail@drakeinthemorning.com is the email address here.
Thank you so much for sharing your life with us. We appreciate you. Thank you for listening. You can go to the website for all fun pictures and slideshows and videos and links to news stories discussed on the program. And dumbasses and podcasting and all of that stuff at drakeinthemorning.com. The Facebook page has pictures of various things that's of things that Sid puts up. I got some shots from our little piece of the world down there in South Haven as things are blooming at the compound, and just funny cat videos and anything that takes the load off your brain that isn't about the news.
The new baby sloth video.
Oh, goody. Love the baby sloths. Kelly Mechanical Services, our good friends Bryant and Walter, heating and air men for 50 years combined, have been doing good work for me. They just did some work for some friends of ours, and they're the best. They work with Trane, and if it's time for a new AC, these things wear out. You got to replace them, and they will do that for you. It's hard to stop a Trane. They can finance it as well. So these guys, they come to your house twice a year. They're there and they're gone in a matter of moments. They wash off the outside AC unit. If it gets dirty, it won't work. The upstairs part of it, they check all that too. And you're set and ready to go. So they're dependable. They're on time. The BBB has an A-plus rating attached to their name for a reason. They're really good at this. That's why. So ask about financing. Ask about Trane. Just call and talk to Bryant. And get more info. It's Kelly with an EY for your online searches. 288-4343, 288-4343. Put it in your phone, leave it there, and call Bryant and Walter. If you need some help with Kelly Mechanical Services, they are the best at what they do. We had part one of this yesterday, and I hope they keep sending us these. I guess that McConaughey has some downtime this spring, and he is reminiscing about the spring times and the good times of his youth. Here is Matthew McConaughey's spring memories. Hello, it is Tuesday, April 25 is the day. The year appears to be 2017. It's day 110 of the year. Coming up, our friend Kyle Vesey from the mayor's office today. The mayor unveils his new budget for 2017-2018. We'll get Kyle's take on it. People are already commenting and making comments and commenting some more. And this is just the beginning of it. We got 2 months of this to go ahead. I'm sure that everybody down there is excited to get this on the table and to let the discussions begin. That's all coming up. 8 o'clock brings our buddy from the Commercial Appeal, the fine writer, David Waters, who has 3 columns this past week. All of them were really good. First, here with Danny, Wes, and Sid, Drake in the Morning on this Tuesday. With money yet to come, it's free. It's free money. I don't know what else you want. We play a sound thinger. You call up the phone number, whatever it is, and the ninth call wins the money. And tickets to see the Memphis in May Beale Street Music Festival 2. That's all this week, every weekday. But first, this is my kind of guy right here. The Sioux Falls, South Dakota police had to lock this boy up. He was outside of his apartment and the building was burning down. Police are there, firefighters, EMTs, bad scene. So this guy took off running back into the apartment to save his beer. Not his kids, not his animals, but his beer. People were being hurt in the fire. It was a chaotic scene. And this guy wanted his beer, by God, and he was going to get it. He was arrested. He didn't get his beer because he's an idiot. And he probably already had 9 or 10, which means he had 2 left in that 12-pack, and he wanted them. So that was a really bad idea.
Yes. This one, people and their free stuff. There is a new
really unbelievable.
Domino's Pizza opened a shop in Whitehaven, England. And to celebrate their big opening, they said they'd give away a free slice of pizza to the first 100 people. So people started showing up. Parents brought their kids to get the entire family a single free slice of pizza each. Seen that. Things started getting out of hand when people feared they might not be among the first 100 people and get a free slice of pizza. There were people that were leaving their cars in the middle of the road so they wouldn't have to park so they could run up to the place and get their pizza. One slice of pizza. The police finally had to be called out, and no one apparently got arrested for this. And Domino's says that they were delighted to receive such an enthusiastic welcome in the area. Yeah, giving away free stuff, we'll do that.
All of us in this room have done remote broadcasts. That means we go out and sit under a little canopy at a table at every kind of place, from car lots to jewelry stores to flea markets to concerts. And we sit there, and usually we have a co-sponsor who brings pizza by for the masses, the great unwashed, to come by and get some free pizza and a bumper sticker and to be able to shake the hand of Danny or Wes or Sid or somebody else who does these things. Back in the old days, we used to have a lot of pizza. And we have sat and watched people, their entire families, pull up in the van at 10:30 in the morning to come eat. And they take 4, 5, 7, 8 pieces of pizza, get them a soft drink, and that's their meal for the day. It's kind of sad and kind of funny and completely greedy. But we used to watch them pull up, and they brought everybody. It was a clown car. 9 kids come out of the car coming to get some free pizza.
Yeah, it's not their only meal of the day because they're going to some other station's remote afterward to get the pizza there.
Yeah, they get a pretty good run of pizza there one day off of the remotes of radio stations.
Yeah, we have Garibaldi's every remote. So, of course, we got the best pizza, so they're lined
up.
Well,
me and Zeke used to hide one for us. You know, screw them. But that was a long time ago.
Police have arrested 40-year-old Nanette Louise Perkins after she robbed 6 Salt Lake City area banks in just 90 minutes.
Nice.
That's pretty impressive.
That's really good.
While showing ambition, Nanette didn't display much in the way of smarts. She was wearing pajama bottoms, a dark shirt, glasses, and a blue bandana over her head, like her hair.
Yeah.
Nothing on her face.
Not at all conspicuous.
No, Nanette. With nothing to conceal her identity, she was quickly identified and made and arrested. Not made arrest, but arrested.
Well, but she got to 6 in an hour and a half.
It must be like Starbucks, you know, just a bank on every corner, I guess.
Yeah, that was a rash of phone store break-ins yesterday in Midtown. This has been the recent thing. This happened in South Haven last week, but now this is the new thing, going from phone store to phone store. What are they getting? Phones that aren't turned on? It's weird.
And have serial numbers. Whenever you go get anything done on your phone, you have to... They'll know it's stolen.
Right.
It can be tracked, and so these criminals are usually, well, they're just dumb criminals. This one is creepy. Hey, it's from Florida. Niceville, Florida. They report there that police had to arrest a man, his late 60s, for misusing their 911 system. Not just in the usual ways. He wasn't just some crazy drunk who kept calling for, you know, some more booze or something. The man kept calling 911 and asked to be connected to a, quote, tall, dark, and handsome sergeant. Hoping that there was one, you know, somewhere in the building. He wanted the sergeant to be 5'9" and not wear glasses. Sexy. The caller wanted the sergeant to help him remove his roommate from his house and maybe some other stuff. Uh-huh. Police went to his house and drug his crazy ass to jail. 5'9", no glasses, please. Clean, and bring him on by.
I'd like to see what else they found in there.
Yeah, the bodies that they found under the house, like John Wayne Gacy. WKMG, they're in Florida. Police there locked a boy up for breaking and entering. Homeowner found Mr. Ray in his living room stealing the man's boxer shorts, wallet and house keys. Ray escaped before coming back a few minutes later. He told the homeowners he was sorry, but that zombies were trying to get him, and he felt uncomfortable being outside, and could he stay there? The homeowner and his son said no and held him till the police came to take him away to the nut house.
Zombies.
Yes, people, they walk around among us, so please be careful what you're doing today and every day. Watch where you are. It's nuts. Kyle Veazey ought to be on the way, I suppose. I don't see Kyle. Or is he here?
Yeah, he's here.
He's in the green room having the first of many martinis on what will be a long day at City Hall. So we got to get him good and relaxed, as we say, before he can come in here. Various other things that are not the news, because today is budget day. Today is more discussions about the government shutting down, which is a laugh. It ain't going to shut down. Mr. Trump is backing off of the border wall funding for the time being because he has no support for it nor a plan. So maybe they will keep the government open. That'll be good.
Yes.
Today, a reminder about this job fair. We put this up on the websites last week. 3,500 jobs. Now, let's not hear about I can't find nowhere to work and all that other nonsense. 3,500 jobs. At the Who's Hiring Memphis Career Fair. 50 companies in attendance this morning from 10 to 3 o'clock at the Esplanade in Cordova. You can go online and get signed up in advance. Who'shiringmemphis.com. Now, here are the people. These job fairs can be big, can be small, but this is a pretty substantial event involving people that will hire a bunch of folks from FedEx, the Peabody Hotel, Kroger, Elvis Presley Enterprises, Bass Pro, GE, McDonald's, Graceland Waffle House, Crystal, and on and on and on.
Yeah, there's 50 different companies.
Yeah, there
here.
Are. And this is a place to find a job. So if you're complaining about not having a job and you're tired of being on welfare or something and can't find a decent gig, here is your chance to do that. It's today at 10 this morning. Once again, who'shiringmemphis.com. Check it for further information. The story of Justin Ford, there's no reason to beat this to death, but it was good to have a Ford back in the news doing something stupid. We don't know all the details. We weren't there. But you can't punch your girlfriend in the car and then punch her some more. That apparently is what went down, but it's a bad scene. He's a county commissioner and will likely not be for much longer. So this story is, I'm sure he's not very proud of this, but you can't punch a woman. So maybe he will learn his lesson from that. Other than that, the Elton John story is breaking across the country too. This is not to panic, I wouldn't think. There were two stories about two of our all-time favorites that I saw last night, one of which has not been covered in today's news services. This one has. Elton John has canceled all of his shows in May after an unusual infection got up in the boy, and he has been violently ill. He was in South America. I guess you can't drink the water there either. He got so sick, he was in intensive care for 2 days.
Ugh.
So he's all his shows for April and May are canceled. He says that he became very ill on a flight to the UK from Chile and underwent, I guess he was just really, really bad off. He was released this past weekend. He is back at home, 70 years old. He hopes to return to the stage on June 3rd. And then I saw a story that was nowhere else, and it was briefly on some website. Greg Allman had to deny that he was in hospice care in Florida, and that was a real shock. Although, you may recall, he canceled all his shows for this year, last month.
Right.
And so he went onto the Twitter or the Facebook or something and said, I'm okay. You know, thanks a lot for your support. And he is one of the nicest guys in the world. A good friend of mine said that we should find, if we can, the AXS network is not part of Xfinity. I wish it was, because Dan Rather apparently is doing interviews with various rock people. And he did one with Greg Allman, and a nicer man who is honest about his life and how rough it was. And he was in rehab 14 times before it took. And it finally took because he hired some giant man to come live with him and to watch his every move.
Wow.
And to beat his ass down if he went for the bottle.
Whatever it takes.
He was, what is a quart of vodka? Is it a handle? He was doing a quart of vodka a day, Coke, heroin, and whatever else was there. And but nonetheless, and that's all recounted in his book. This interview, though, is out there somewhere on the internet. Dan Rather talking to Greg Allman, as reported by our friend Mr. Mize up in Kentucky. And Greg is an incredibly sweet guy who's been through a lot of stuff.
Yeah, that's the big interview series that Dan Rather does.
Is it on the internet someplace?
I don't know if it's on the internet. I was looking at it on the AXS. But
well, that is a great, great network that they should add at Xfinity. Please add that, because that network has a series with Joe Buck that is really good. Sports interviews. They show a bunch of great old TV shows. But anyway, we hope that Greg Allman is okay. It'd be really sad to lose him, but these people are all getting old. Hell, we're all getting old, and we're all going to die. But when it's,
thanks.
Well, you know.
I got another 50 years.
Yeah, good. I hope I don't. But
more importantly, a quart of vodka is a fifth. So it's not the handle, but it's a tall,
a fifth?
Skinny-ish.
Well, that's just baby stuff. Get a handle, and we got a problem. But anyway, hope he's okay, and because he's a really good guy that has made a bunch of folks happy over the years with his music. So our thoughts to him always. A break. We'll come back with our buddy Kyle Veazey from the mayor's office about the budget and all the other things coming up after this quick break.
Email us anytime at mail@drakeinthemorning.com.